Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Blissful greetings and welcome, 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 welcome to this exciting and I am in joy plasma, this CAN 222. So this is a purposeful plasma and we are discussing the gift of debt. The gift of debt. And so we are going to be polarizing and going deep within one of the principles of giving and receiving. Yes, giving and receiving. And so here with the Universal Hour, we are committed and purposefully passionate about supporting, for those of you who are open, supporting everyone who is willing to master the language of the universe, mastering the language of the universe. And so as you begin to and continue to listen every heptad, you will be able to use these, the tools that we provide, the insights and the perspectives by which you are now able to govern your life and have new experiences, co-create new experiences for yourself and transform old patterns of thought to new patterns of thought that serve you, right? So with our topic, this plasma, we are going to we're going to share with you the inspiration of it and give you a different perspective by which, or an alternate perspective by which you can think about debt differently, all right? And so where it does no longer have to, you saw I changed my language, right? It no longer has to be discomforting when we look at debt. So we're going to look at it and show you how you can begin to see debt as a gift, how you can begin to see debt as a gift. And we're also going to share with you some ways by which when we accept gifts, what does that say about us? When we give gifts, what does that say about us? How's our intentions and our motivations? What is that relationship, you know, with the purpose, right? And when we are giving and receiving, how that helps us to self-love, how that helps us to practice and shows to ourselves our demonstration of self-love or the lack thereof. So make sure that you have your water, pen, paper, a pencil, paper, if you have your fountain pen and your greeting paper, yes, definitely take copious notes. And for those of you that are at work, as you're listening and continuing to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, give them an honest day's worth of work, take the time to listen to this again later today, all right, or even tomorrow and the next day, so you can definitely begin to shift our perspectives by which we see experiences. And in this case, we're looking at debt and how we can now be able to transform and change the perspective. And as a result of changing the perspective of how we see it, guess what? We have different experiences with it as we change our perspective. So this experience has been continuing to unfold for myself. And so I have a few stories I will share with us. And we're going to talk about even how it affects our health, our relationships, and our capacity to obtain and maintain wealth. All right. So as we prepare to hear from our speakers, our sponsors, we want you to, again, get your pens and paper ready because you're getting ready to go on a fantastic voyage. So come along and ride as we are going to share the gift of debt and supporting you and being able to, guess what, master the language of the universe and be the living gods that you are created to be. So we're going to take a sponsor break and then we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. As we are discussing, our topic is the gift of debt. And so I want to share with you, I mentioned in the first segment, a frequency that is supporting us in this plasma. And we are actually beginning a new wave spell, a 13-tone wave spell. So to learn more about the wave spell and the tones and the plasmas, you can visit thelawoftime.org. You can visit thelawoftime.org. So the frequency is present to support us in being the living gods that we are created to be. This plasma, the Declaration of Incarnation, reads as follows. I unify in order to communicate, attracting breath. I seal the input of spirit with the magnetic tone of purpose. I am guided by my own power doubled. That again, I unify in order to communicate, attracting breath. I seal the input of spirit with the magnetic tone of purpose. I am guided by my own power doubled. And I want you to really, I'm going to read it again, and I want you to, don't try to figure out if you don't understand what all this means. Just allow yourself to just feel the frequency of the words, all right, that you hear coming out of my mouth. All right, so it says, I unify in order to communicate, attracting breath. I feel the input of spirit with the magnetic tone of purpose. I am guided by my own power doubled. I am a galactic activation portal to communicate this, my own power double. Enter me. So now inhale and exhale. Now let's delve into our subject, which is the gift of debt. So when we look at a gift, what is a gift? Right? A gift is something you don't have to work for it. It is that. It is some most times unexpected, right? It is often a sign and a gesture, thank you, of appreciation, a thing that is given willingly to someone without payment, okay, a present, It's a natural ability or talent, right? They also, gifts are also considered donations, endowments, right? So when we look at gifts, it is also something that you, again, you don't necessarily put an exchange to, an energy exchange to, all right, in the form of, you know, whether it's money or, again, it's most of the times unexpected. There are times when we are expecting gifts. We've been custom and raised with different holidays to know that, okay, well, when, you know, the day that you were born come around, you receive gifts. And I was blessed and am blessed to have the insight and the awareness now to know that when my birthday come around, thank you, Brother Minister Farrakhan, when my birthday comes around, that I call my mother and my father and thank them for having me. You know, I put some colorful language on it, you know, with, because my name means, Felicia means joy and happy. And that's pretty much, you know, true to my character. If you know me, I'm pretty consistent on that end of the spectrum. And so, you know, when my mother, you know, when your parents give you the names, they set in place for us the our reason for being, how we interact with people. And so that's another whole show just within itself of some work that I do with helping us to understand who we are and be able to better accept the gift of life being named the name that you have, because again, they lay out, your name lays out your qualities and characteristics as well. So that's a gift that we have been given, whether we recognize it or not. And so more specifically, today, this plasma, we are going to be discussing the gift of debt. And so when we look at the power in gifts, and let's look at debt, all right, let's look at what debt is, because I know many of us, well, let me just speak for myself, have had interesting experiences with the concept of debt. All right, so debt is what? Something, typically money that is owed or due. It's a state of consciousness, of obligation. Simply put, you know, it's an obligation. It's a favor. In some cases, you know, you owe them a great debt of thanks. You know, so it can be used many, many different ways in helping us to be able to know that as we go through this conversation and as you are observing yourself, not in judgment of yourself, but observing yourself as you think about your experience with this gift of debt, and you are able to analyze, or not analyze, but observe how, and yeah, how it sits with you, you know, and how, what's your perspective of debt, and what type of comfort and or discomfort do you experience when you think about debt, or being in someone's debt, or just the whole concept of debt being a gift. Can debt be a gift? Yes. And again, that is all relative to the person who is who's having the experience. And so in this case, we want you to open your hearts, open your mind, and go with us on the journey of this gift that the debt definitely provides us to be able to become aware of and expand our consciousness. So when we look at giving and receiving happens at the same time, right? And so as we begin to reflect on how can this, the debts be a gift, well, there's a yin and a yang. There is an up and a down. There are polar opposites, you know, of everything. Everything that's in existence, you have the alternate aspect of it, or the shadow side, or the you may refer to it as, which this is some language that we don't use when we are, well, not so much as when we are, but we don't use the language, you know, good, bad, right, wrong, positive, negative. You know, we refrain from that frequency, again, because we understand that everything is energy, and that when we are communicating, we are definitely creating. Every time we, every thought that we have, we are constantly creating. So being the living God said we are created to be, we are consciously aware of the thoughts that we are thinking, because we know what? They are creating a blood quality. They are creating a blood quality. And so as we prepare to hear from our sponsor, I want you to reflect on those definitions. And when we look at this obligation, or the word debt, it also has a frequency and an energy that accompanies it. And that's why we can relate when we think about debt. Most of the time, majority of the people go into discomfort. When we think about debt, we go into discomfort. And so when we return, we're going to help us to be able to know how and why we want to now begin to have a different experience and a different sensation when we think about debt. So I'll give you a example when we come back, so you can begin to apply this in your life, so you don't have to wait till the end of the show to get the summary. We're going to give it to you now, and then we're going to help you walk through it and be able to see how you can make this applicable and even begin to practice this as a tool that you begin to employ in your life, and watch the shifts and the changes that begin to happen. So we're going to look at that in the health arena, the wealth arena, and the relationship arena, and look at how this gift of debt can definitely serve us. All right, so we're going to take a sponsor break, and we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, all right. So now let's get to it. We're talking about the gift of debt. And, you know, we're going to start with the money piece first. Because I want to get this, I want to go on and get this over with. Go on and get it over with. So that, again, we can allow ourselves to break free of the bondage and the obligations of all of the trauma, drama, the experiences, the circumstances, the people, places, and things, the inharmonious relationships that have occurred as a result of this debt with money, this debt with money. And so for me personally, I mean, you know, just over the lifespan, my young lifespan, my expansive lifespan, or immortal lifespan, I would say now, I tell you, this obligation with debt and just the whole low vibration frequency of debt has been very interesting, to say the least, and it has revealed to to me a lot of things about myself that, at one point I was very judgmental of, and then as I began to focus on looking at those areas where I was judging myself very harshly and not being a living God, being the living God that I know I am created to be, you know, I just made a decision that I was no longer going to allow this inanimate object to make me doubt myself anymore, make me experience low self-esteem, think all kind of interesting thoughts about myself and others, and cause disharmony in relationships. You know, I just was like, well, the first relationship is with myself. Because, again, as we continue to help us to understand that when we have discomfort, you know, or inharmonious experiences or trauma, it first affects us. It affects us the, you know, most. I would say it affects us most because once the circumstance is the two parties have departed from each other, you know, whether you're friends or business partners or family members, and you begin to go your own way, yeah, you still think about, you know, aspects of it. And if one is of the experience of holding on to, you know, the conversation that you had with the person in your head, and if you were like me, because I didn't have good comeback. I've never really had good comeback. You know, there are people that just have good comeback. I'm not one of those, you know, and I'm sitting there thinking like, man, I should have said this, I should have said that. And so that was just causing more and more damage. That was just causing more and more damage and eroding my self-esteem, right? So I didn't like that way that made me feel. So, you know, I began to go within, and this has been a habit that I was doing, you know, at a very young age. It's actually just a part, it's not just, it's actually a part of who I am and how I show up in the world. So it's easy for me to do this, and I'm grateful and thankful. And so when, you know, I was having these experiences and I didn't necessarily care for the sensations or the feelings that I was having, then, you know, that's when I was like, I would talk to God like he's my best friend and be like, okay, look, you got to help me understand this and why I do what I do, you know, and really allow myself to be honest with myself about the stuff that I was doing. And so as I was able to practice forgiveness of myself, then I was able to get up the courage to practice forgiveness of others, you know, when they harmed me and or when I felt offended and they necessarily didn't ask for an apology or offer an apology, and they just kept going and acting like everything was okay, and I'm still holding on to what they were communicating to me or what they said that hurt my feelings, even after I communicated that there was some discomfort, you know, and I felt like they owed me something. You get the picture? That's a debt. That's another form of debt. When you feel like somebody owes you something, that's an obligation. So that's the relationship piece, right? That's tied to the money. All these, they connect and work together, just like the principles and the laws, you know, the sub-laws. They all connect and work together. So anytime we are in relationships where, again, you're holding on to something, and you may have communicated aspects of it, or maybe you've communicated all of it, but you still haven't gotten what you feel like you deserve, and now you're holding that person responsible because you feel like they still owe you something. That is a debt. So what's the gift in that? Well, the gift in that is that So when we look at what gifts are, right? So when we look at the gift of you feeling like a person is obligated to you because you've been offended, and we're talking about in a relationship at this time relative to money, right? And you've expressed it, and their method of communication is different from your method of communication. So what is supposed to happen? Or what can you propose to happen to bring a solution so that both parties are whole, right? And can move forward and not allow this thing, this inanimate object, to have more power than the bond of the relationship, you know, that you have. And this applies even when the two people decide, okay, well, this is where we can agree to disagree, and that this is where we get to redefine how the type of relationship that we have. So if it was a romantic relationship, you might decide to separate and go your separate ways because, you know, there are areas by which you're no longer seeing things eye to eye, and you are not committed to loving yourself enough to be able to continue in the relationship, you know, or try to, not try because we don't use that language, or being able to give the relationship another opportunity to function at a different level, you know, based off of how you all agree that you want to function. So if you decide to separate and then, you know, that's just that, that's your choice. You have free will, you know. And so if it is a mother-daughter relationship and you decide, okay, because you know this is your mother and the mother loves the daughter, however, right now, you don't like each other because of this infraction, you know, and this experience that was what? Created by the both of you all, right? So when you're willing to take responsibility for the creation of it and the other party is not, then, again, you can agree to disagree and now redefine how you're going to interact with each other. And so, In all things, you want to be able to operate from the second circuit, the communication. So some and many, most, choose to stay in the first circuit. You know, well, you know, she's not doing it my way, so, you know, bump what she's saying. You know, they use some other choice words. And I'm going on about my business. You know, so you don't have nothing else to say. You don't want to talk about it. And so, you know, again, you can't force anybody to do anything. Like, what's that saying that says you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make them drink? So if the person does not want to, in this case, the mother-daughter, it might be the mother. You know, it might be the mother in this case. So offended that, you know, they don't right now, at this particular stage, you know, the intensity of the emotion, they're so angered that they just cannot see speaking to you right now, then allow them to have that time, you know, and then be able to come back. And sometimes it's the daughter. Most times it's the daughter as well. So saying all that to say that when we have these relationship experiences and words are unspoken, thoughts that we've had that we haven't expressed are unspoken. And then when we do communicate them, you know, we still leave certain aspects out. And even on, you know, one person's part, you're expressing everything, you're saying everything you need to say, but then the other person is still withholding. You know, again, what can you do? So you know that you've done the best that you can do. And as I love the minister, Ms. Farquhar. That's another thing he has always taught us is that when you have done the best that you can do, you have not failed. When you do the best you can do, you have not failed. And so when I heard that, I was like, okay, applying that to everything, right? So because at that time my business had failed and I felt like a failure. I had a failed marriage. So when he said that, I was like, okay, gave me another whole perspective of how to navigate my life and how to now change my relationship with myself, right? And it gave me that gift of no longer holding on to what I felt like others have owed me that I did not receive because they didn't see me. And it wasn't what that they didn't see me. Guess what it was? I didn't see myself. I didn't see myself. And so in business, going back to the other aspect of how these debt obligations in business connect. At that time, like I said, I had a salon, and it was right around the Million Man March 1995 in Atlanta, had a salon, and was going through a divorce from my very first marriage. May God be pleased with him. He dropped his body. And so that business failed. You know, my first business failed. And so I was like, I had a failed marriage, business failed, you know. And so I just felt like a failure. I just felt like a failure. But at the same time, I kept going, you know, because I know what I'm made of. And I'm like, okay, nothing's going to get me down. And some of the most successful and wealthy people have had many failures. And so, you know, I got back up, picked myself up, and kept it moving, you know. And so what I observed about myself, and this is a gift, when you're able to look at your circumstances and your situations and, again, what be honest with yourself about why you do what you do. So when I was able to reflect back on just some ways of thinking and things I did not know, you know, about certain aspects of business and even habits, you know, that I had relative to starting my business, maintaining the business. And this touches on that nurturing of the wealth component, all right, paying attention to detail with certain things. I did do that. However, I was still in a space of not accepting responsibility for all of my actions, not accepting responsibility for all of my actions. Well, then when at that time when me and my husband were, my first husband, when we were having the challenges, you know, he was supportive, but he wasn't supportive. Okay. And so then that was like, okay, so I felt like I was doing everything myself. And again, it was at that point where we decided, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and divorce. Because, you know, I was like, I don't have a lot of nurture patience it's going to take to keep doing this. And so, you know, we decided, and I was honest. You know, I was really honest with myself. And so it was able to help me to be able to make a assessment with the information that I had at that particular time, right, and be able to keep moving forward and now make the changes. Make the necessary changes. So it is almost time to hear from our sponsor, and I'm going to come back and finish telling you that story. So we covered the first aspect of the relationship and what we feel people owe us, you know, based off of disharmony in relationships and maybe not being heard. So next, and now we're talking about how this now spills over into the wealth principle or the business, all right, and how this gift of debt definitely is able to, when we look at it holistically, you know, and as an observer, how it definitely can support us moving forward and being able to accept those gifts that we didn't necessarily see as a gift and that we might have taken for granted. So let's hear from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right, so welcome back. Pardon me, I was on mute, just talking away. So we were just showing you in the last segment about the gift of debt and how my first marriage helped me to see, with the failed marriage and failed business, the gift that me thinking somebody owes me something definitely provided me with some insights so that as I continue to move forward, that I was able to reflect on and now do what? Change, make some changes. So when we look at debt and the consciousness that comes along with that, that of obligation consciousness, of thinking somebody owes you something, we were begin to now go to the next phase of the journey relative to how it relates in business itself. And so when we look at debt, when it comes to money, right? So when we have, per se, this is like we're talking now literal debt, because when I did open the salon, I didn't have all the monies that were required. You know, I was currently working, and I had been working in another salon in Atlanta. I was a hairstylist, master barber stylist, and stepped out, you know, on my own to open this salon. And at that time, my husband and some of the other brothers, they had a clothing store and a restaurant. And so we were having, you know, challenges in the marriage, and he was helping me to be able to see how I was interacting with him and helping me to see some aspects of myself that, of course, I was not able to see at that particular time. And during that same time, I began to be able to see, because when that was one thing about me, and that still is one thing about me, and I want you to be able to be comfortable enough in your own skin to be able to say what is true for you. You know, I want you to be able to speak of the highly expansive aspects of yourself, because too often, and I want to put this in right here, too often we always are doubting ourselves. We're always talking about what we're not, and, you know, and this is the inner dialogue that we're having. So I want you to be able to, as you have this, as you transform that dialogue, that inner self-talk of, I want you to be able to now transform that self-talk that you have and speak about the magnetic qualities of yourself, all right, those high vibration frequencies of yourself, right? So one of the qualities that I recognized about myself is that I was able to know that I have a good, I have a heart. You know, I have a heart. I will help you. I will support you. Accomplish what you say you want to accomplish. We can do it together. You know, and I'm committed to helping you do that. If that's what you say you want to do and I can connect with it, or I'm going to tell some people, you know, I'm going to refer some people to you, and I'm going to help you achieve that which you say you love doing, because that's what I did for myself. And so in our experience together, me and my first husband, he was able to help me to see some things about myself that I couldn't see because of lack of experiences, certain experiences that I just have not had. And so being from the other side of the tracks, he was able to help me to see how certain things can be perceived and that type of thing. So the gift of that debt relative to the experience, you know, of us, you know, going through the divorce and deciding to dissolve the marriage. And again, while the business was failing at the same time, I had a marriage that was failing. So I became very introspective, highly introspective, because one, I didn't want to be a failure, and then I had judgments around failure. So just by him sharing and us really being able to have heart-to-heart conversations during that transition, that dissolution time that we were dissolving the marriage, was very supportive. And the beauty of that was because we started out as friends first, and we were able to have those type of conversations in the beginning anyway. So it made it really easy when we decided that we were going to dissolve the marriage. It wasn't working. And we were able to really, you know, have a heart-to-heart, you know, conversation and be able to help each other so that we don't have to make some of the same mistakes again. And so, you know, I was always so appreciative and so grateful, you know, for that relationship. And so with that gift of debt, that supported me now in being able to move further in my relationship with myself and even evolving my relationships with others. So I knew I wanted to get married again. And this time, you know, I knew to do opposite of what I had done before. And I also brought along those things that I knew worked. I kept doing that, right? Okay, so we're constantly building. So this is again, the gift of debt. And so when we look at having the awareness of debt and now choosing to go within and look at how am I still holding people, places, and things as if they owe me something? How am I still operating and have a perspective that something outside of me is obligated to give to me? All right. And so when I was able to really look at that and hold myself accountable first and foremost, then it became, Okay, so what I will say is that the journey, the uphill road, it was easy to climb the hill. You know, it wasn't as so challenging, let me say that, on the calf muscles, you know, climbing a hill. I was beginning now as I'm climbing up the hill, I'm now able to use my breath as I'm climbing. So now I'm getting in the rhythm, all right? And so that is a gift that when you're able to, you have these experiences where you feel people owe you something, which is a debt, and the relationships are dissolved or the relationship dynamics change, the gift that we're able to receive from that debt is being able to go within. And that's one thing I want you to be able to definitely walk away with, is the power that you have at all times and at all costs is to go within and let that be your default reset button. Is to go within, okay, the default reset button. Hit the reset button, all right? And does the reset mean that you're going to go all the way back down to the bottom? No, the reset is where you are in the present moment now for you to what? Take the wisdom from the past, apply it to the present, and now move forward, all right? So when the business failed, let me make a long story short, when the business failed, again, I was able to see now where what my husband, ex-husband, had shared with me about just some ways of being and what I knew the truth of myself with some actions and habits that were not of the lifestyle for sustaining a business, then there were some things I needed to change. So I needed to go within myself and connect with some beliefs that I have about money and how to do business and what that looks like. So then that took it to the next level with being able to deal with, you know, the legal ramifications and the financial ramifications, because I was able to secure, quote unquote, some finances from a bank. And then also I had family members who supported me in investing in my business with me. So that means what? They were affected as well, right? So now I'm obligated to pay back this money that was borrowed to support me in being able to have this business, all right? So when we come back, we're going to give you another perspective, and this aspect was definitely transformative for me then and even more so now with having access to a balanced brain and being in alignment with the laws of the universe to be able to now apply this to everything. So when we hear from our sponsors, we'll be right, and then we're going to summarize this and go ahead and give it to you so you can begin to apply these same tools in your life to be the living God that you created to be. So we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, welcome back. So we have a few minutes left, so let us get to it. So I left off the last segment sharing with you that the debt, when I had family members to support me in securing this 2,000 square foot building, Forever Yours Total Hair Palace Salon and Spa, and it failed, I then was obligated to pay back this money that was not being generated, right? So guess what? Guess what the family member did? And this is where I want you to really buckle down, because I have been applying this principle to some degree, and even more so now with, again, having different insights, additional experiences, and clarity, and seeing this principle being put into play for myself, meaning I've been the recipient of this type of experience, and now I have been the giver of this type of experience, where when you have a financial obligation, a debt, where it is due to a creditor, right? When we begin to take a different perspective of the debt, I used to allow the debt to weigh me down and get in depression and doubt and worry, you know, because you don't want to owe anybody, right? And so I had to get out of that too. Especially, you know, when it was alignment with the purpose, and I understand and know that all that's in alignment with my purpose, it's grace and ease. It is grace and ease. So the gift of debt helped me to see some things that allowed me to recognize that I was definitely a personality and in Reptileville, being in survival, and more specifically operating from the point of, am I okay? You know, am I okay being in survival in the first circuit of the brain? And buying things, material things, to overcompensate for insecurity, right? So that's another gift that debt provides to you, right? It will definitely help you to see where you are withholding love from yourself. And so when I began to have the experience where the payment of that loan that the family member forgave. What? The family member forgave the debt. What does that mean? That means they forgave me and didn't hold me responsible for repaying the debt. They paid the debt off. And of course, guess what I did? I mean, I eventually did pay them back because I was just so grateful and thankful in many ways of how the payment was, you know, repaid back to them and what they did for me. And so that's the point that I want you all to take from this sharing is that when we begin to, that's one of the points, okay? So this point is that when we begin to look at the payment of a debt as a gift and make paying the debt back, make it joyful, that changes the whole frequency of how you now experience DEBT, how you experience debt. And that gift, when you're able to allow yourself, and as one is able to allow himself, herself, to be able to see the debt as a gift, right, and make paying back the debt fun and joyful, you begin to have a totally new experience with what may be dreadful to others, all right? And I remember as we began to, you know, as I was doing more and more business development and, you know, trainings with different wealth mindsets and really understanding the magnetic and the electric capacities of debt, or as you would say, the yin and the yang, or the opposites of quote unquote debt that you use to invest and build versus debt that is not working for you, right? It's not growing. You know, again, it provided another perspective by which I no longer beat myself up at that particular time, taking the wisdom from the past. I no longer held myself hostage to debt. And so what I also began to do is I recognized that just like, you know, some creditors have forgiveness programs, right? You know, even with student loans, they have forgiveness programs. And so when the creditor no longer is holding you responsible for the debt, then guess how you give back? Guess how I would give back? If someone, because I was very free with funds and income, if I had it, you know, and you needed it, I would give it to you, you know, no strings attached. If you say you're going to pay me back, then okay, I expect you to pay me back because that's what you said you was going to do. And you didn't come back and communicate otherwise. So I still am expecting you to do what you said you was going to do. And so when that happened, you forgive the debt. You know, you forgive it. And so, and if the person comes back and pays you back, you know, again, you put the power, you give them back their power. For one, you let go of the bondage, you take the chains that they feel like, oh, I owe. So, you know, they can't even look at you straight sometimes. And, I mean, let me speak for myself. I couldn't even look at people straight sometimes because I knew I still owed them and things didn't work out like I thought it was going to work out. And it's like, ooh. And, you know, and I still want to make my word and do what I said I was going to do. And then at the same time, I had to let go and get myself out of debt by holding myself hostage to something that someone has told me, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And when they told me don't worry about it, I'm like, are you serious? I'm saying to myself, I still want to make my word bond. I still want to do what I said I was going to do. All right. And so, you know, there have been times where that, you know, has happened and when it hasn't happened, you know, so again, this is one of the dynamic ways by which we can begin to be the gift and receive the gift and allow debt to, we can now transform the debt. We choose to transform the debt by taking away the perspective and all the discomfort that we've allowed to come with it. So now we as living gods begin to create for ourselves these new experiences, you know, taking the wisdom from the past, staying present in this moment, and now with the information that we have, we are able to now create new experiences and clearly express and communicate the intention and be the living gods that we are created to be, and know that what we say is what we choose to create an experience. And so when I allow others to be free of obligations that we see, you know, they may be struggling or whatever the case may be. Well, we don't say struggle. They may be having some challenges right now. And, you know, it's been so long, you just like, don't even worry about it. You know, you might have an attitude about it. You know, don't even worry about it, you know. And at the same time, when we do that, we still allow we give the person the opportunity that if they were true to what they said they were going to do, they have the opportunity to still do that or not. But we have released them from any obligation, all right? And then in certain cases, and sometimes we're in a position ourselves personally where we just really not in that space where we feel like we can. And then that also is a gift that we can look at, because then understanding and knowing, being in alignment with these principles and knowing that we create the circumstances, and that by the same thought process, we can change the circumstance. When we have enough brain tissue and we know what circuits of the brain to go to, we can now be able to change those circumstances in our own present situation to where we like, I need it. We can come out of lack and go into abundance and know that everything that you require is provided for you and it is within 8 feet in front of you. So that is what we learn here and what we inspire and provide you with the tools to be able to know how to utilize for yourself. So come study with us at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. On Sundays, we have our Universal Principle Support Group. And we have a class, 6-week class, on the Living and Being Universal Principles, where we go deeper into these topics. So thank you so much, and I love you. So take care, and we look forward to seeing you here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. So take care.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principle Support Group, UPSG@JUIS.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.